Hi everyone, it is the end of the year. It is December 29th. It's a Saturday. Today, you know, I stayed home. I cleaned up. Of course, you know, I have a newborn baby. He's 3 months. I have a son who is 9, and I have 2 daughters. I got them, you know, like, how can I say, instant daughters. I was married and I inherited 2 daughters. They are 9, oh no, she'll be 9. She's 8, and 1 is 8, and 1 is 4. But right now, it's just me and my little one. I call him the remix baby. So we have the sister in the mix, and the sister in the mix, and the brother in the mix. The 2 originals, which is me and the dad, and then I have the remix baby. So it's that blended family. I love it. So this week, you know, I've been back to work for the last 2 weeks. It has been one of the toughest things to do. Mentally, you're not ready. Physically, you're not ready, especially when you have a child. You're mentally not ready because it's so much coming at you at one time. And people don't realize that when you have a child, they don't realize the toll it takes on you. When you go back to work, they expect so much from you. They expect you to pick up where you left off, and sometimes you don't even know where you left off. People are talking to me about stuff, and I'm just like, all I want to do is sleep. I just want to go in my bed and sleep. I really just want to sleep. They're talking to me and my eyes is burning me. I can't even focus on what is the hand at I can't focus on the task at hand. And it's sad because, you know, all you want to do is sleep. And I know one day I'll get it back. I got it back before and I'll get it back. It just takes time, but you're telling yourself, like, you can do this, you can do this, and then you gotta work out, you have to lose the weight. It is no joke. It is no joke. And then, right now, you know, we're replacing our bathtub. We got a hole in our bathtub. We had to replace it. Came to find out the person that put the bathtub in originally did not put it in correctly. So we had to pay a lot of money to fix it. But I'm happy that God blessed us with someone to fix the problem. I'm back to work. As you know, I'm in the military. And, you know, I just had a baby. So I gained so much weight during my pregnancy. Thank God I'm able to fit the size large uniform, large regular. Thank goodness our uniforms are made in unisex size, usually the male size, and male size are bigger because I am not a large. I am an extra large. So I am so happy that I'm able to fit a uniform and still doesn't feel comfortable. I actually wear a medium in the uniform, and I'll get there. I have my medium uniform hanging up behind my door saying, you know what? I will get back to you. It's coming. It's coming soon. I just gotta get through the holidays because I'm not passing up this good food. Everyone has good food, and I am not passing it up. So I am going to eat whenever I want to. Let me stop. Not really. I'm going to eat a good, sensible breakfast, and I may snack on some cake. Like, I'm from the islands. We eat a cake called black cake, rum cake. Tastes so good. Someone made one for me, and I actually ate the whole cake in 3 days. I did not share with no one, not even my husband. He tried it, and he's like, I don't really like it. Oh, well, I love it. I eat it. I ate all of it. But I will get back to that size, and I will get focused at work. I will get it together. It is so much things I have to do now due to the fact when I left work, I made rank. I inherited more responsibilities, and I just wasn't even thinking about all the things that I had to think about. I was thinking about just getting through the maternity leave and taking care of my baby. But most of all, I was more thinking about sleep. So how can I say? My baby is sleeping right now in my arms. You should see him. He is so cute. Precious. He's moving his lips. He's sucking his tongue. But he is too cute. Anyways, I'm going to sign off right now. I just wanted to record and let you know how my journey is going. I did, for Christmas, get Insanity Max on my husband, and I started working out, and I'm telling you, it's kicking my behind. My knees hurt, my ankles hurt, my butt hurts, every part of me hurts, but I will not stop, because you know what? I love feeling fit, and I'm going to feel fit. You guys have a good night. Hopefully listen to my podcast, and Support me. Support this podcast. Military Mama, sign off.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? It is January 10th, 2019, guys. My son is in the car. I'm in the car right now, riding home from work. You know, since I've been back to work for a month now. It's a month today. I went back to work December 10th on my son Elias' birthday. I was on maternity leave. Backstory about me. I'm in the military for about 12 years. I have two boys and instantly two daughters. I call them my instant daughters because I literally inherited them when my husband and I got married. And he has instant son, and I have a son. So we have four kids total. Being in the military has been a beautiful, beautiful experience. I have a lot of ups, and I have a lot of downs, and I have a lot of gray areas. Can I say where I'm just happy and I'm just sad? You know, a lot of the things is that I always felt very happy knowing that I followed my dreams. You know, when I was a teenager, everyone knows that, you know, I'm from a different place, an island, a small island in the West Indies, in the Caribbean, and I came to America as a little kid, you know, became a U.S. citizen. You know, America is the only home I know. Even though I'm from the islands, I go back and visit. America is my home. That's the reason why I serve in the United States Navy. I'm a military. I always wanted to be in the military. I always wanted to give back to my community. But when I joined the military, I found it to be very difficult. You know, I found it to be very hard. Two words, difficult and hard, is the same thing. And the reason why is because it's a structure that I've never experienced. There are people in there that, you know, people in there, I'm going to say it like that, you know, to break the civilian lifestyle, to become someone else, it was very hard. And in the process, you fight yourself. You fight the old you, and you don't ever want to lose yourself. You know, it's a big struggle. And they never say, learn how to incorporate who you are right now, what you It took me a long time to learn that, to know that I'm still me, I'm a bigger me, because I'm serving in the United States. It took a long, long time, and I suffered throughout my career because of that. Regardless, I still excelled, but I suffered. I didn't know who I was or who I could be. You know, I knew that I'm a hard worker. But sometimes I feel like stifled because I want to say things and I want to do things. I want to make things happen, and I don't know how to. But I've learned that I can figure out how to. It's been a hard, hard, hard thing. You know, being in the military is no joke. I love it. I will always love it. And I'm going to continue to be a part of it because it's part of who I am. But I love being a wife and I love being a mother. This podcast was supposed to be about, you know, my son and I talking. And all I felt was therapeutical. Therapy. Talk. To talk about it, learning to express myself, learn to get things out. Therapeutical. I'm saying it wrong. I don't know. Therapeutical. I can't even say it. So today I'm about to just go in the house. I am going to my son ready, go walk in, just go do some stuff. It's a windy, windy, windy afternoon, and I want to enjoy today. Today is never going to come back, and I want to enjoy it because it's a day that I live, and I'm living through this day. I really was going to talk about something else, but I'm not in liberty to share it right now. I will, but I'm not in liberty to share it. I'm thankful for everything and everyone. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you.